24 former Ulster Bank branches have been reopened as permanent TSB banks today. Adam Maguire is here with more details on this. New banking branches around the country, this time under the permanent TSB brand, Adam. But for those who were Ulster customers, do they still have to go through the switching process?
Yeah, the switching process still applies, and obviously they don't have to switch to permanent TSB, they can switch to other banks, but they still have to go through that process. But what it does mean is that in the areas that we're talking about here, banking services at least have been retained. They haven't been reduced like they have in other parts of the country.
And have staff transferred? And where are the branches?
Yes, staff have transferred as well in these 25 branches. Say 24 open today. 25th one is going to open later in the month. They're spread across the country. 12 counties in total. Six of them are in Dublin. Four in Donegal, including Killybegs and Buncrana. There's three in Galway, including Airsquare, Tuam and Athenry. But also branches around, you say, Wilton and Cork, RD and Louth, Thurles and Tipperary. The one that's left to reopen, that's going to reopen, I think, the 20th of February, is in Westport. It's one of two in Mayo, the other being in Belmullet. So good news for those parts of the country. They're retaining banking services at a time when others have looked to reduce their footprint. But it should be said, though, that the 25 branches the permanent TSB has acquired, it does only represent a small portion of what was the Ulster Bank footprint. They had 88 branches here at the time of the announcement 2 years ago that they were going to withdraw from the Republic of Ireland. So we have 63 branches that are closing in other parts of the country, the likes of Castlebar, Middleton, Gorey, all going to see a reduction in banking services. Those branches that aren't becoming part of the permanent TSB network are due to close on the 21st of April. So still a little bit of time left, but not much.
And early days, I suppose, in the planning by permanent TSB, but is there any indication at all that they might be set for a further increase in their banking services?
Well, I doubt they'll open extra branches anywhere. And obviously, they had the opportunity to acquire some of those other Ulster banks and decided not to. But they are hoping that this will mean they'll become a more of a third force in the banking market. This will give them 98 branches across the country. They also acquired €6.2 billion worth of non-tracker mortgages from Ulster Bank as part of this whole deal, which means that their loan book becomes a lot bigger. And as a whole, they're also transferring over hundreds of staff, which means as a bank, okay, they become a lot bigger too.
All right, Adam, thank you very much indeed.